You know, so there's some chevra in the world that these moments are talking about the end of the year. The end of 2020. And have these feelings and argashos like... Because ultimately it's been a difficult many months in the world. Ah, new year, 2021. You know, Baruch Hashem, we as Yidin know HaMachadish B'tuva B'chol Yom Tamid. Every day is a new world. Every day is a new opportunity. Every day the whole world can change caravans, all the Eivishter. But we also know that if there's any mazel to the year, that was all determined a few months ago. We had our Rosh Hashanah. There's nothing Kaddosh about January 1st. It's a lot that's full of tumma January 1st. That for sure we know. The biggest raya gemura is that the symbolism of the new year of the Umas Ha'olam is a ball dropping. Like if you think about it, the most meaningless act that you have. Again, this year maybe not as many or not any. I don't even know what they're doing, but most years where you have thousands and thousands and thousands of people that go and will stand outside for hours upon hours, like a full day, some of them. Sometimes in the freezing cold, in the rain, in the snow, to watch a ball drop. It's like mamish emptiness. A borei kein bo mayim. You know? The biggest symbolism of how empty the new year is of the secular world. What do we do on our Rosh Hashanah? We're in shul all day, davening. We're doing tshuva. We're with our mishpachas. We're doing everything that's meaningful to yearn for and hope for and do what we can to be zoiche to a year of chayim. But that year was determined then, Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, not now. So that meaning whatever is going, alavai, every day the world can change. But it's not dependent on going from 2020 to 2021 on any level. That being said, again, every day is a whole new world. And we have to believe in that. And we have to do our part daily in our Avodah, in our Avodah Hashem, in our Yishamayim, in our Arvas Hashem, in our Meilz B'Torah, in our Tefillah, to yearn for normalcy. And to yearn for a world with no more machlas, a world of Or, a world of not just hidden Or, but revealed Or with Gula Shleima, B'Meir B'Meinu. So we're not as concerned with the end of 2020 as Yidden. But we're concerned with the end of Bereshis. That we're concerned with tonight. Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Vayichi. It's a little bit sad. You know, each and every one of us, how much do we love opening up Sefer Bereshis and going through these parshas and living through these parshas and reliving the storylines of the Avos, of the Imos, of the Shvatim. There's a very special comfort there. These are the stories that we grew up with, the stories of our youth. And then hopefully at each year, learning more with more amkus, more in depth, and more understanding. So it's sad to see it go. It's sad to see Sefer Bereshis leave us. And especially as we know, the end of Sefer Bereshis leaves us with galus, leaves us with the death of Yaakov Avinu, and leaves us into a world of galus. So it's at this time, as we enter into a new Sefer, forget about a new year, we enter into a new Sefer. And the world that we're entering into in our learning, a world of Galus, and Vada, we're still in Galus, in the strongest of ways. And we see it every day. How are we going to be mechazik ourselves? How are we going to stay strong in the darkness of Galus? How was Klal Yisrael going to stay strong in the darkness of Galus? And surely Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir Avos, as he was leaving this world, and knew that we were entering into this world of Galus. He must have left Klal Yisrael with the keys of success. What were they? The Pasuk tells us pasuk tells us very famously, when Yaakov Avinu was about to leave this world, Vayikrael Yaakov Albana Perak Mem Tes Pasuk Aleph, Yaakov called his children, Vayomer Yosu Vagidu Lechem Es Asher Yikras Chem Ba'achas Hayamim, gather together, and I want to tell you about the end of days. And Rashi tells us in the Gemara in Pesachim, which we'll read in a moment, Bikesh Yaakov Legals is a case, Vinitzdalkum Yimen Ashchina. He wanted to tell Klal Yisrael, he wanted to tell the Shvatim, very famous, you all know this, when Mashiach is going to come, when the end is going to be. But he lost the ability. He started to say other words. What went on then? So the famous Gemara in Pesachim that Rashi is alluding to. Let's learn the Gemara. Again, Vayikra Yaakov Albana Vayomer Yisrael Vagidu Lechem Bikesh Yaakov Legal Albana of Kate. Hayamin, v'nistalkim en eshchina. Okay, till then, we just read Rashi. I don't have to translate, right, Chavr? Amar, he said to himself, when nistalka eshchina, he knew when the Kates Yomim was going to be, when Mashiach was going to come, and he was about to tell us, he said to himself, Shema chas hashalom, yesh b'mitzasi psul. He said, maybe the reason I can't be meforsim, I can't publicize to my children the end of days, maybe it's because yesh b'mitasi psul, maybe in my bed there's a psul, meaning one of my children is not roy, is not fit. Ka'avram shiyatim en ishmal, v'avi yitzchak shiyatim en esav. Maybe just like my father and my grandfather, who both had a psul, Avram had a ishmal, Yitzchak had an esav. Maybe I also have a psul, and that's why I can't reveal Ketayamim, reveals Man Mashiach. Amru lo banav. What does his son say back? Shema Yisrael. Listen Yisrael. Yisrael's Yaakov, right? Listen Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Amru kashem she'ein belibcha ele Echad. Just like in your heart is only Echad. Just like you are only connected to Hashem. Kach ein belibeinu ele Echad. So too we. Our whole life is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Our whole life, there's no psul here. We're all one. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, they're all one. They're all one with Hashem. They're all one with, there's another medrash seems they're one with each other. There wasn't machlokas amongst them as well. They meant it both ways. And he said, Baruch Shem Kvoy Malchus Olei Olam, which was what we say after Shema. The medrash, which is very similar to this Gemara, tells us, just to add on to this, Rav Medrash Rabbah here, Tzadi Ches Gimel, Rav Brechya, Rav Chelba, B'Shem Rav Shmuel, Hadou Shisro, Mashkimim, Ma'arivim, B'chol Yom, V'amrim, Shema Yisro, Avinu, Mimar, Sachpela. Every day, morning and night, we as well say that same Shema Yisro. We say, Shema Yisro, listen Yisro, listen Yaakov, our father, listen to us from Marzo Achpela. Also, Dover Shetivisanu Adayin Hu Noeg Banu Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Just like you said, just like that time, where we together, we said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We're still saying Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In other words, what? What is the Medrash telling us? The Medrash is telling us that Shema Yisrael, seemingly the most important, most chashiv, most meaningful tefillah that we have. The words that were on the lips of millions of Kedoshim as they left this world. The words that we scream out at the Chasima of Ne'ilah together. The words that we say every morning, the words that we say every night. The mitzvah d'araisa of Kriya Shema. The words that we say before we retire for the night, the final words out of our mouth. Those words we're metaken from Yaakov Avinu at this moment. We have to understand why then. Why then? Why then? Why is that when it had to be that we were given this tefillah of Kriya Shema? So to answer that, we have to understand something, which wasn't really answered in the Gemara and the Medrash. If it's true
that there was no psul, that there were Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we're all one. Why was this Talka Shechina? Why wasn't Yaakov able to just tell them when Mashiach was going to come? Zok Dechtam Sefer, as we've seen, and is a pill that's very bitter that we've swallowed for too long, the Shechina wasn't coming anytime soon. As we're here now in Tavshin Pei Aleph, this is 2020, 2021, we're in Tavshin Pei Aleph, in Cedars, New York, and there's still no Gula yet. There's still no Gula thousands of years later. The Chassam Sofer says that it could be that the Eibishter didn't want Yaakov to reveal to his children when the Ketz HaYamim was going to be, because it was going to be so long that it would create a sense of Yish, perhaps. It would take away that deep desire of a Chakalo B'chol Yom Shiyavo, and Yidden maybe would throw in a towel, lo aleinu. It would be Yish. Based upon that, we could explain, Rabbi Amar Yishiel Pinchas explains, you know why it was at that moment that there needed to be a tikkun of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Because Yaakov Avinu understood it's going to be a very lengthy galus. It's going to be a bitter galus. It's going to be a difficult galus. It's a galus of 6 million Jews being murdered. A galus of a Spanish Inquisition. A galus of Yavon. A galus of 2020. Of a coronavirus. With all the death and all the machloikes that it's brought. And everything else in between. As we sit on the floor, Tisha B'Av, commemorating, crying about these thousands of years of gullus. So Yaakov Avinu and the Shvatim are teaching us, you know what you need more than anything else? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You need to remember that Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is by your side, Hashem is with you. And you have to be willing to be Moser Nefesh for it. The only way a Jew is going to survive in Golas is with Emunah and with Mesiris Nefesh. With Emunah and with Mesiris Nefesh. With Hashem by your side and with individuals willing to sacrifice. That's the tefillah of Shema Yisrael, specifically at this moment as we were entering into Golas Mitzrayim, but it's for us today as well. Because it was necessary, because it was going to be a dark, bitter, long Golas that we're still in all ways, and every one of us sitting in this room has our own Pekalach, that's Golas, Beprati, and then there's Golas Klali. Biggest call is Klali. Look at us, Baruch Hashem. We have this chus to have MS. We have this chus to be, you know, moments before when people are doing Kol Averis Tachas Hashem. As we have this chus to understand that tonight's no different than any other Erev Shabbos Kodesh, and we get together and learn Torah. Baruch Hashem, we're in a good place, but we're also here in Cedars, New York, and we're not sitting around the table in Yerushalayim Erev Kodesh preparing for Shabbos Kodesh in the Beis Hamikdash. My son sent me a picture. It wasn't so long ago. I spoke to him about an hour ago. You know, it's Erev Shabbos. But he sent me a picture with... He went to Rav Melech's shir tonight in Yerushalayim in Beis Yisrael. And he was with Rav Melech. And he sent me a picture of him and Rav Melech. So not only are we not Beis Hamikdash, we're not even with Rav Melech, you know? It's Golus. But you want to know how we're going to survive Golus? With Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, with those words, with that emuna and that v'havta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'adecha. But it's much deeper than that. It's much deeper than that. You know, Chevra, we know there's a concept. We saw it by Yaakov in Parshas Vayishlach when he went and Esav fought with him. That Esav brought how many men did Esav bring? How many men did Esav bring, Chevra?
400 men, right? Arba Me'asish. And that 400 is the letter Tav. The letter Tav. Now Tav, we know, is the final letter of the Aleph Beis. And the Sfarim explain from the Baal Shem already, the Tulsa Yaakov Yosef speaks about this at length, and all, many, many, Megalomukos and others, that Tav, that letter represents Tuma. It's the farthest, last letter in the Aleph Beis. It represents Tuma. That's what the Tav represents, that 400. And that was Esav, that Yaakov needs to defeat. The same Yaakov of Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, needs to defeat that Esav. And that's what we're all trying to defeat. Begashmi, Baruchi, Atzilinam, Yarochi, Yar Esav, the Esav that physically wants to murder and kill us, the Esav that spiritually is bringing us down in whatever way that is, whether it's through a smartphone or through society, through whatever taivas, temptations, whatever that is. It's Esav, that's the letter Tav. In fact, by the way, the Deep Torah, the Pri Etz Chaim, explains that next week's parsha, we know Moshe Rabbeinu kills the Mitzri, right? He comes out from the palace and sees the Mitzri fighting, and he kills the Mitzri. How did he kill the Mitzri? So the pasuk says in Parak Beis, Pasuk Gimel, "Vayeti beyom Hasheni v'nei shnei anashim ivrim nitzim v'yomer l'rasha lama sake re'echa lama sake re'echa." Why'd you hit your friend? So, Sfarim bring down from the Arizal that Sake, Tav Chaf Hei is a shame, is a Kaddish Tik Hashem of Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he used that name to kill the Mitzri. Tav Chaf Hei. What does that perhaps represent? So Sfarim being Tav Chaf Hei, Tav is the 400. Koiches Hatoma. Tav koiches atuma. It's Tav chafei. In fact, the Arizal brings down that if a person says over this name, it will help him and save him from any situation. Tav chafei. He says you could allude to it in the pasuk, ki lo yazafta dorashecha Hashem. Azafta dorashecha Hashem is soifei tevos tav chafei. Ki lo yazafta dorashecha Hashem. That Hashem's not going to leave you. He's going to be by your side and he's going to protect you. That the koyach, this shame of Hashem, is the kedusha keneged the force of tumah and the letter tav. I'm going to share some, obviously some deep inyanim, but we're going to explain. Listen, what does this all mean? And we'll come back to that tav chafei a little bit later, but what does this mean? What is this tav chafei? What is this 400 koyches at tumah? So Tulsi Yaakov Yosef already in Parshas Bereishis explains that the world was really all created. Everything we know, everything we have, this table, this cup, this chumash, it's all related, it's all created based on Torah. How do we know? Zohar says, Histakel baraisu baralma. Histakel, and it's a medrash, if you're not into Zohar, it's a medrash. You never know. Histakel, what does histakel baraisu baralma mean? It means the blueprints of the world is Torah. And Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. Histakel baraiso ubari alma. When you build a building, you have to have an architect write up blueprints first. The blueprints of this world was the Torah, meaning everything in this world is founded in the Torah. I never had this chus to talk with the chasim before their chasana. Shlomo, you can remember this. Shmuel, I'm sure I shared this with all of you. I'm sure I shared this with all of you. Anayi Shmuel, Shatayva. But I'm sure I shared this with all of you. I meant to say Gedali, but he left the room. But anyways, L'maisa. That when a chasen, before his chasana, has his ofruf. So what is that ofruf? There's a few different inyanim. But one of the ideas behind the Ofer is that you get an aliyah. You get an aliyah. And what's the idea of getting an aliyah? You get up to the Torah,
and you're about to have a chasana, you're about to recreate your world, have a whole new existence together with your Eishes Chayil and rebuild new Bir Yechadasha. So before you do that, you have to get an aliyah, look into the Torah, and stakel baraisa, look into the Torah and create your world. So the Torah is the blueprint of the world. The Torah is the makeup of the world. But really then, what is the real deeper makeup of the world? The Aleph Beis. Because the makeup of the Torah is the Aleph Beis. The Aleph Beis are the building blocks of everything in this world. Everything that is in this world is from the Aleph Beis. And told Yaakov Yosef explains from the Baal Shem HaKadosh, his Rebbe, that within the Aleph Beis, so in other words, the Aleph Beis is the first creation in this world. So the Aleph Beis is that in this world that is most deeply connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because everything else, that's the most Yesh Me'ayin in a certain sense. Because the Aleph Beis were created. From the Aleph Beis, the Torah was created. From the Torah, the world was created. So the first creation was really the Aleph Beis. And within the Aleph Beis, what's the first letter in the Aleph Beis? Aleph. And then Beis, and then Gimel, and then Dalet, until you get to Tav. So the Aleph is the letter that's most Kadosh. The Aleph is most deeply connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by the time you get to Tav, you're farthest away from the Eibishter. So everything in this world has to stem from the Baruch Hu. Even the Tuba in this world, even the lowest of low is somehow connected to Hashem. But it's the farthest. It's the Tav. The Tav represents all that. Aleph is the most Kaddosh. That's why, by the way, if you look at an Aleph, how's it made up? It's made up of two Yuds with a Vav in the middle. What's two Yuds and a Vav in the middle? Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei. I mean, two Yuds and a Vav is 26. Exactly, Gematria, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Because that Aleph is so deeply connected to Alufo Shel Olam, the Eibishter. The one of the world, the only thing that's one. What's our avoda in this world? Vada, we said it. Avoda is to be with Hashem and to have sacrifice for Hashem. You know what our avoda in this world is, Chevra? It's to connect the Aleph to every Tav in the world. Connect the Aleph to every Tav. You know, open up a Misil Sharm and read Perek Aleph. I hope we do that every week here. And if you haven't done it in a while, it's a kedai to do this week. It's kedai to go through Perek Aleph and Misil Sharm every single week of your life. Trust me, you'll be a much bigger Baal Yerushalayim, much bigger Baal Bar Avodah in every area of your life. It's no question. It's kedai to do every week. Just go through Perek Aleph and Misil Sharm. And you read Perek Aleph and Misil Sharm, and the Ramchal teaches us and talks to us that the Avodah of every Jew is not just to be steeped in a Gemara and in a Siddur and Vada, those are very important. But it's to take all that and be involved in Kedusha in everything that we do. To be Mekadosh every aspect of our life. To take this world and be Mekadosh it, because if not, we're Mekalkalot, right? What is that? That's like, take the Aleph, the Eibishter. When we learn, when we daven, that's how we connect to the Eibishter. But take that and bring it to the Tav. And elevate everything in this world. Connect the Aleph to the Tav. That's the void of every Jew. The void of every Jew is bring Ruchnias everywhere. It's not to abstinence. Those are other religions, the abstinence. We don't practice abstinence. We had some good yapchuk here. Shmuel brought us from Muncie, Baruch Hashem, with the brach of the Ribbon Tzareba. You know, that's good, it's good. But we had this yapchuk? I made a brach before I had yapchuk. I had a brach before the yapchuk. And I had in mind, Toy Melech Chaim Zochu, I'm preparing for Shabbos Kodesh. I made a little fabreng, geshmak. So then I'm ready to sing, to learn Torah. It's not Gashmias as in ends. I bring the Aleph to the Tav. And in everything that I do, I'm a Kaddish that Tav with an Aleph. I'm a Kaddish everything that's physical and mundane and materialistic. And I connect it to the Aleph. That's the void of every single Jew. On a deeper level, that's why Rabbi Kiva was darshaning Kol Es Shabbat Torah. Gemara Pesachim Chav Beis Beis says that Rabbi Kiva was darshaning every time it says S in the Torah. Why is Rabbi Kiva darshaning every S in the Torah? S, maybe S is just S. Really get darshan every S. That's his life mission. Seems to be his life mission is to darshan every S. His life mission was to connect the Aleph to the Tav. His life mission was to bring the Aleph to every Taf. And that's what Yaakov Avinu was doing. Yaakov Avinu was telling us we're about to go into a world of Taf, a world of Mitzrayim. We're about to go into a world of Mitzrayim. We're about to go into a world of Mitzrayim. A world of Gullus. A world of Taf. And what Gullus does, Gullus takes the Goyel and takes away the olives and adds in a Taf. A world of Geula, a world of Gaul, a world of redemption, Gimel Vav Lamed, is clarity. Gullus is take away the olive and add the Taf. So no olive and just Taf. It's a big, that's good. Just came now. It's Baruch Hashem. Never thought of it like that. So we're about to go into Gullus, into the world of Taf. So Yaakov Avinu says, you know what you're going to need? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Aleph. And we lengthen that Aleph. Take that Aleph with you. Connect that to everything you're going to be in Mitzrayim. Connect that to everything you're going to be. Connect the Aleph to that Mitzrayim. To that Taf. Darshan the S. And that's our avodah chevra. We might, sometimes we look around and I feel that it's a world that's in shambles and there's so much Taf in the world. Just connect the Aleph to it. Bring the Eibishter. Bring the Eibishter to everything that we do and everything we're a part of. And that was Rabbi Akiva as well. You know, we have in the Parsha in Perek Mem Tes. Where is it? Mem Tes Chav Dalid. No, where is it? Befozes Rayad Mide Avir Yaakov. Avir Yaakov are the Oisios Rabbi Akiva. Abir Yaakov are the exact Oisios of Rabbi Akiva. Yaakov and Rabbi Akiva were mamish deeply, deeply rooted in each other. And what they were trying to do was bring the Aleph to the Taf. That was Rabbi Akiva, and that was the Hilig of Yaakov Avinu, Shema Yisrael, Shem Lekin Hashem Echad. And this is our Avodah. You know, one time, first of all, Chaver, I just want you to know, we're just building a foundation, a yisod, that now we're going to mamish take the places like... I'm so excited to share where we're about to go with this. We're just starting tonight. But to ease in, so just a sipur. The Heilger of Mendel Ribbonover. So Mendel one time was walking with his chassidim. It's a famous story. And they saw a little boy crying. Mamish broke in tears. And they stopped and Mendel asked, "Oh, Ingla, why did the most? Why are you crying?" He says, "I was playing hide and go seek with my friends. And I've been hiding for so long. And nobody's finding me. Nobody's looking for me." So he's crying. Rav Mendel has turned to his chassidim. And says, "Can you imagine the anguish of the Rabbeinu Shalom? The Rabbeinu Shalom created a world. And in creating the world, he hid himself in everything in the world. In everything in the world, the Eibishter is hidden. The word for world in Hebrew is Olam. Olam is Milshon Helam. It's hidden. Because the Eibishter is hidden in everything. We don't see him Begiloi. We only see him Benister. But he's there in everything. Imagine the Rabbeinu Shalom, he created the world and he's hiding in everything. And nobody's looking for him. Imagine the tears of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So, Chaver, you understand? Our role, each and every one of us, our role is not to think of ways that I can waste my life by standing in Times Square to watch a ball drop and say that I was there. And all the other bittel zman of the Umas Olam, full of a world of taiva, temptation, and meaningless, instantaneous pleasure. Our avoda is to find the Rabbanu Shalom in everything. Our avoda is to bring the aleph to every tough of the world. And always be deeply rooted and connected to Hashem. And this is what Yaakov Avinu was teaching us through Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And this was the life of Rabbi Akiva that was darshaning every S, aleph to tough in the Torah. So to learn about the end of Rabbi Akiva, are you ready? Here we go. Famous Gemara in Brachos, Daf Samach Aleph and Mebeis. The whole Gemara is kedai to go through. There's so many deep lessons, but just this piece. B'shasho tziyus Rabbi Akiva lahariga zman kriyash mahaya. Again, zman kriyash mahaya. Back to our kriyash mah. When Rabbi Akiva was taken to be killed, asar ge malchus, our tears of Yom Kippur and Tisha B'av, right? The great Rabbi Akiva being murdered. It was time for Kriyashma. Vayasarkim es besaro bimasrakos sho barzel. They were combing his skin with combs of metal. Kind of imagine the pain, the suffering. You ever think about it? Like, but everything has depth. Everything in Torah has depth. Why was this their mode? Why a masrakos shel barzel? Masrek is gematria. Mem samach resh kof is gematria. 400. They were trying to destroy him with the tough. The great Rabbi Kiva, who what? Was b'mitzar, because he was Abir Yaakov. He was the same Yaakovinu that was understanding that whenever you go into the world of tough, you have to have Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. So he's darshaning every S Shabbat Torah. They're trying to destroy him with that tough. They said, no more S, no more Aleph. Tough, Masrek. Masrek, and that tough, where does it come from? Why the number 400? Again, the main, we already explained from the Tolz Yaakov, because the final letter in the alphabet represents the farthest distance from Hashem. That's when you have Tumah. But it's also Masrek or Osios for Samach Mem. That's the Samach Mem, the Satan. And Reish Kuf, if you know from the Zohar, are the bad letters of Sheker. In Sheker, Zohar talks about this. How Sheker, we spoke about this here before. Sheker, everything that's false and bad in the world, within some Sheker, there's some Kedusha, and that's the Shin. The Shin is the Kedusha. The Kuf and the Resh are the bad in the Sheker. So Kuf and Resh are the Resh and Kuf of Masreik, and then Samach Mem. But it's 400, which is the tough. Okay? Watch. We're just, watch this. Listen to this. Volume Makabal of Omal Chushamayim. And at that point, he was Makabal Omal Chushamayim. Amru lo Talmidov, Rabbeinu, Ad Kan. Pasha Pshat in this Gemara, we've all learned this Gemara before, right? Everybody here has learned this Gemara. At least you've heard the story. Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, Ad Kan means what? You're supposed to go this far for God. You should still, you're thinking about God now as they're killing you, as you have combs of metal, like Ad Kan, like how far are you supposed to serve God? That's Pasha Pshat, right? That's the way I think most of us understand. Tell me if someone has, so please share if you have another way of understanding. I'd love to hear. That's Pasha Pshat, Ad Kan. Get back there. Omer Lehem. So he says back to them. Kol yomai isim itzdar al pazik zeh b'chol nafshecha. Afil anotos nishmascha. My whole life. I've learned v'hav jem chacha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. Amarti. Masai yavol idei v'kimenu. When am I going to be fulfilled this? When am I going to be giving up my life for Messias Nefesh v'Hashem? V'achsha shubal liyadi. Lo akimenu. And now that it came my way to fulfill, I'm not going to do it b'simcha and with kabbalas al mach shemayim. Hayamarich be'echad, he lengthened his echad. We'll come back to that. Achi yasa nishmaso be'echad, and his soul left his body with the word echad. Yatsa baskol va'amre hashrecher b'kivish yatsa nishmaso be'echad. Praiseworthy is Rabbi Kiva that his body left his soul with echad. So I want to share with you the Torah of Rabbi Amari the Shira Pinchas through the eyes of the Chidah as well. Based on the Chidah. But it is an elaboration of the Chidah. Listen closely, Chevron. Rabbi Akiva's whole Tafkir HaChayim is darshan every asin of Torah, is bringing Aleph to every Tuf. And they're coming with this Masrek and Tuf and bringing him to a world of Tumah.
He says, no, even at that moment.
He's Marich Be'echad. He says, at that moment, I'm going to bring the Echad to the Tuf. I'm going to be Marich Be'echad.
Specifically.
That's what he was doing. Bringing back Hashem Echad. And that's why it's interesting. You ever think about the Gemara? Ashrecha, that your neshama left with Echad. Why not Ashrecha for all the Torah you learned? Ashrecha, that your moser nefesh to give up your life for Hashem. It's like Ashrecha, that your life went left with Echad. Ashrecha, that your whole tafkid, even the last moment, is to connect the Aleph to the Tav. Is to bring the Muna, bring Hashem into everything.
So the Chida says, you know what his Talmidim were saying? Ad Kan.
He was only, he only said Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, right? Listen to this. Mamish, Pash Pasha. Ad Kan, you're only going to go until there and be Marich Bechad. He was Marich Bechad, meaning if he wasn't Marich Bechad, he could have said more of Shema. So they were saying, Ad Kan, why not continue and say, V'ahath des Hashem Elokeinu, B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafcha. Ad Kan? Only till Echad and Marich Be'echad? Why not continue? You know why? Because you know what would have been if he continued? V'hafta es Hashem Elokecha soife tevos tof chavhei. If you add Kan, why not go a little further and use the name that Moshe Rabbeinu used and you could have killed their enemies? Use the name of tof chavhei that the Arizal says you use that name, you destroy your enemies. Rabbi Kiva surely could have done that. Ad Kan, keep it going. Es Hashem Elokecha, just go that far. Es ends in a Tav, Hashem ends in a Hey, Elokecha ends in a Chav, Tav Chav Hey. Like Moshe Rabbeinu. Ad Kan.
So my whole life, my whole avodah was to be Marich Be'echad. My whole life was that I should be Marich Be'echad. My whole life, I'm not looking. I could destroy the enemy now in such a way. But I want to be b'chol nafshecha, fulfill tafkid achayim, which is to bring the aleph to the tuf and show that to the world. That's my tafkid. That's my avoida. Bring the aleph to the tuf at that moment with mesiras nefesh. Chavir, you hear what that means for each and every one of us? It means for each and every one of us is just to bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into every aspect of our life. Hashem should not be just deep down inside there, or there when I'm learning, when I'm davening. Every moment I'm living Hashem. Whatever I'm doing, it's Bikdush, it's Tara, it's Marach Be'echad. Halavai should at least be in our Kedusha. This, meaning this is, I should bring it to all my Chol, the way I eat, the way I talk to my wife, the way I talk to my friends, the way I talk to my family. Everything that I do should be aleph to the tuf. But at the very least, it should be at least in my learning and in my davening. How many yidin lo aleinu, they sit and learn Torah and they daven, they don't even think about the Ribbono Shel Olam? There's no aleph. It's Hebrew reading exercises. It's intellectual stimulus. It's rote. It's mechanical. Baal Shem, we've shared it before. That's what Baal Shem says the Gemara means. Einu doyme mi sheshano parku mea ve'echa mi mea ve'echad. Baal Tanya has his own pshat, it's a very deep, beautiful pshat. But we can't compare somebody who learned something 100 times to 101 times. On a positive pshat, the Gemara is a Pella. Really, 100, 101, what's the difference? 100, 101, really? Such a difference? Baal Tanya has his old Torah. Baal Shem HaKadosh explains so beautifully. Einu doyme to somebody who learned something, to someone who learns it with the Echad, who learns it with the Eibishter, who learns it knowing this is God's Torah. I'm learning with Hashem. I'm davening with Hashem. I bring the Aleph into my learning. I bring the Aleph into my davening. I bring the Aleph into my life. That's the life of Rabbi Akiva. Abir Yaakov, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kena, Shema Echad. Bring Echad. Every time we say Shema, let's think about this. Let's bring it into our lives. Now we can understand something else. There's a big machlokes. Is anyone... anybody here? We have any Akiva here? With any name? Nobody here. This big machloikis, Akiva, how's it supposed to be spelled? Is it ayin kuf yud beis aleph or ayin kuf yud beis hey? Does it end in aleph, end in hey? If you look into your Shalmi, it's always spelled with a hey. If you look into Bavli, it's always spelled with an aleph. What's the proper way? In the Akdama of the Sefer Azaruah, he says, Or Zaruah Latadik Shalev Simcha, in Sefer Tevos, Rabbi Akiva. Or Reish, Zaruah Ayin, Latadik Kuf, Or Zaruah Latadik, Uli Yishrei Yud, Lev Beis, Simcha, hey. Reish Akiva. He says, Zariah is supposed to be with a hey. The Remez is Zariah, how you're supposed to put the name. But then we have Abir Yaakov, is very famously many Sfarim bring down, is Rabbi Akiva, as we said. That would be with an Aleph. And so we have a Raya both ways. Is Akiva with Aleph, Akiva with A? Comes Chassam Sofer, and Chassam Sofer says, so beautifully, listen, really Akiva was spelled with an A? Really Akiva spelled with a A? That's how it's supposed to be spelled with a A? But Akiva was the one, Rabbi Akiva was the one who brought down to the world this concept of Darshan the S to bring the Aleph to everything in the Torah. So Nechlev, his name was changed, and it was changed to Aleph to represent the Aleph that he was bringing into the world. Incredible. And how do we see this? Pederech Remez. If you spell Rabbi Akiva, if you spell Rabbi Akiva with a hey, it's 399. Rabbi Akiva with a hey falls short of dealing with that tough. But what Rabbi Akiva did was he took the Aleph to connect it. So you have to have one more, the Aleph. Now he could bottle out the 400. Cool. That's incredible. Torah Hashem Tamim, Rishiv's Nafesh. And how do you do that? How do we ensure that we bring the Aleph to everything in the world? Yisrael kutshbrichi v'reisachari. You want to be with Hashem always and bring Hashem into everything? The way we have is Torah. Torah is the personality of Hashem. Torah is the chachma of Hashem. Every time I learn Torah, I'm giving Hashem a hug and I'm taking Him with me. If I learn Torah, I have the Aleph with me to connect to every talk. It's only through Torah. That's why Yaakov Inu, who taught us this through Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedna, Shema Echad, was the Amur HaTorah. Every time we learn Torah, what do we see constantly in the Gemara? Constantly in the Gemara, constantly in the Zohar. I said it a little differently for reasons which we could explain even now, you'd understand. Anytime we want to bring like a riot, something, a question, something, Toshma, 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 Toshma. You ever think about it? It's so strange. Why Toshma? Shma! Listen. What's Toshma? What's Ta? Take the Tuf and connect it to an Aleph. Then you can listen to something. In the what to say in the Zohar, constantly, Tachazi, Tachazi, Tachazi. Chazi! See! What Tachazi? Come and see. Because the whole avoid of being able to see or hear anything is Ta. By the way, in the Zohar, it's Chazi, to see. Because the Torah's Nister, Imamish, see much more clearly than Abishter. In the Torah's Nigla, which is really more, the Eibishter is more hidden, it's only Shema, you only listen, you don't see it. But it's Ta, it's all Ta. And that's the deep remez in Akdamas, by the way. I know we're not going to get into try to understand the words of Akdamas right now, and it's enough of a fight to stay up at that point and on Shavuos morning after a night of Torah. But after a night of Torah, of Amelus Betoira. Ta 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 ta. We're reminded the whole avoid of it to connect the Aleph to the Taf. That's the avoid of each and every one of us. You know, Chevra, looking at the time, we're 12 minutes away from January 1st. And Vada, in no way, as we gave in the Akdama, is that meaningful to us as something special, as a holiday.
But I'll tell you what should be meaningful to us. First of all, it's never a bad thing to utilize from the Umas Ha'olam a day of Chizik. If you want to use it as a day to be mechazik yourself and think about where you're holding and be mechadish yourself, that's beautiful. I mean, we could do that. We should be doing that every day. But that's anytime you take Chizik from the secular world, that's a beautiful thing. You know, you have a Mother's Day. So use it as Chizik to show more akaras to your mother. That's a beautiful thing. Unfortunately, we need that. But if we utilize that, that's great. There's no problem in that. If you want to use this for a new day as chachas, a day of tshuva, beautiful, use it. But I'll tell you what I was thinking about. If we're minutes away from January 1st, it means we're 1 year removed from the Siyam HaShas. 1 year ago, January 1st, was the Siyam HaShas. And I don't know if you were all there. If you weren't there, you made a foolish mistake. And it was one of the biggest mistakes you could have made because you missed out on an opportunity of a lifetime. People make mistakes. What am I going to do? I can't tell you. But those of us that were there, it was Kodesh Kedashim. And I hope we all have the chizik from it still. But I'll never forget the words on a big sign over there lit up that all of us saw and all of us are thinking about tonight again. Anu ratzim v'heim ratzim. And we're epitomizing that. We're living that right this moment. We understand that we run to Torah, we run to mitzvahs, we run to tefillah, we run to kedusha, we run to meaningful, purposeful lives. We walk into a chves nisht. What's the stadium called? What's the stadium called again? MetLife Stadium. And usually MetLife Stadium is lever shachas. For teams that can't even win. Teams that they can't even win games. Shem Yirachim. For people that care. We go into that same stadium. That same makom. And Kodesh Kedashim. And are dancing with Torah. And celebrating Torah. And living Torah. With 100,000 Yidden. Never forget, I said this over in a meaningful minute a year ago. I remember I was sitting there, Mamish, we're dancing away, and it was incredible Kavod HaTorah, and I look up and I see a banner for the Jets Super Bowl. And I was thinking to myself, even by the Jets Super Bowl, they might have been clapping and screaming, nobody's dancing. We're dancing. It's MS, when it's MS, when it's true Simcha, you cannot dance. Nobody's dancing. By a Jet Super Bowl. Anu ratzim v'heim ratzim. Anu ratzim l'chayil l'mabah. So I was thinking about that. I still have from a year ago sitting on my desk the magazines that they gave out at the Siyam HaShas. Why I put them nowhere else? I don't know, they're supposed to be there to give me chizik daily and remind me all the chizik I had then and be mechazik my learning and more amelus b'torah as we hopefully all took upon ourselves at that point. And if you didn't then no better time than now, a year later. So I opened it up just today, and I was flipping through it. I have three magazines there. The big one that they gave out, and then they gave out one for women, and then they gave out one for children. And I happened to just open up today the children one, and there were a bunch of stories. And this is a story I read. A story by a Yid, about a Yid Zevi. Zevi was in high school. High school in Brooklyn years ago, it already goes back, this is about, I don't remember the year, but it's already about 10 years ago, Hurricane Sandy. And his high school was asked to come to the five towns, it doesn't say which shul, and help out in a shul that was ravaged by Hurricane Sandy. And to specifically help out that apparently they had in a basement. It was all still full of water, murky and dirty and terrible. And they knew there were svarim that were in the water and in the mud. And they wanted to get them and be able to show the proper kavod and put them into geniza, whatever it might be. And specifically in this basement, there was a shas that was under the mud, under the water, that this group of talmidim from a yeshiva in Brooklyn, including the zevi, they put on like protective gear and got in and and one after another, they found mesechta after mesechta after mesechta until they found the whole shas. And they were ready to, they were working for a long time, they were ready, they were exhausted, they were ready to go.
And they realized there was one Masechta still missing. They were missing Kedushin. And the whole Shas was there somewhere. And Zevi said, Rebbe, let me go back in. Let me try to find the Kedushin. And he went back in and he found the Kedushin. He got the Kedushin. And he went over to the rabbi of the shul that was there. And the Zevi asked, could I take the Kedushin home? Can they get home with me? And the rabbi said, well, no, actually, it's better if he stays here. We actually need all this farm because the insurance adjuster is going to come. And, you know, whatever, Mominos. But Zevi, like, pushed a little bit. Come on, please, it will be so meaningful to me. And the rabbi said, okay, no problem. Take the Kedushin. And he takes the Kedushin home that night. The next day, the chevra, they go back to yeshiva to learn. And this Zevi brings in this muddy, they were learning Kedushin, and he brings in this muddy, wet Kedushin. And he puts it on his desk to learn from it. And the Rebbe sees it, the Rebbe goes over, Zevi, you know, maybe it's a good idea just to have your regular Gemara. Why are you using this muddy, wet? No, I really want to use it, but why? What do you... He says, this Kedushin I pulled out from the mud. You know, lately I felt like I'm in the mud. Lately I have felt like I haven't been matzliach, I've been falling, I feel like I've been in the mud. Hopefully this Maseches Kedushin could pull me out of the mud. I pulled it out of the mud, hopefully it could fill me out of the mud. Yisrael Kachabrich of Erei Zechari, that's the Aleph of the Eibishter that we connect to when we learn His Torah. If we learn His Torah properly and we connect to Torah, we'll build that Aleph in our life. But then the avoid is to take that Aleph and connect it to everything in our life. This is not the moment. I'm not an Eved Hashem. I'm not a Ben Torah. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. I have the Echad with me always. Rabbi Kiva was able to have that Echad and Darshan called Essence of Torah because he became a Rabbi Kiva and was Moshe Nefesh and Amel B'Torah, and all that Torah allowed him to connect the Aleph to the Tav even in the darkest of times. Yaakovinu was telling each and every one of us, you want to be Matzliach, you want to be Mekadosh yourself, you want to stay alive in Golus. Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Have that Echad. And we can build that Echad even deeper and stronger through our Torah, Met Hashem, and the schus of that. Be zoich in our own lives to connect the Aleph to every Tav. Until we're zoich, Hashem will say, I see you're one with me, you're bringing Aleph to the Tav. Let me bring the Shechina more revealed down. Petach Toinim, the Gula Shleima, B'mehera B'yamim.